You want this one?
Go ahead.
Oh. The other way.
Good morning, Counselor.
We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for June 3rd, 2020 at 8:30 on the clock. Attendance by observation, Jurgens Hill, Tiemann, Dorn, and Bauman and Byers. Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Vote.
Bauman, yes.
6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Vote.
Bauman, yes.
6 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, we just had valuations go out. We've had a couple angry phone calls. One guy was very, very impressed with our new valuation this morning. Patty, do you have anything to share or got much feedback? Or
was it residential or agricultural?
Commercial.
Commercial?
He was 4 to 10 times higher than anyone around him. And I said, just take it to protest if that's the case. But we should tell them to call you first, though, instead of going to protest first.
Well,
so they talk to you.
That's kind of why I brought Daryl down, because with the virus and everything, how is the best way to handle to, I think, just come in and we probably sit down. They'll probably hit pretty good today because we sent them out Monday. So,
what would you prefer? Do you want them to just try to do it over the phone first?
No, I think he probably would want him to call and then maybe stop in. He'll be in for a couple weeks.
Yeah, have them give us a call with their concerns, and then we'll have them come in and we'll pull the cards and go over it with them and see what the concerns are and what's going on.
As people have concerns, you know, we've heard about grassland and stuff. What were the trends this year? Do you have percentage trends on residential, commercial, ag land?
I don't have. That's going to be published in the paper. Ag land's down to 69%. That's the lowest it can go, in between the 69 and 75. I had shared with John and Terry more about, there was a bill in the legislature that came out, and that was retroactive, or it was August of 19. They're getting quite a few calls at the state too. And what happened on that is that they classified some LBG codes, which are all your soils have a digital code to them. And through those digital codes, then they're either a class 1 through a class 4. So 1 being the best soil, 4 being, you know, not as good. So the values are also arrayed that way, with the class 1 being good and 4 not as good. So some of our class 4s went up to class 1s and 2s.
You're talking on grassland?
Grassland, CRP, trees.
And Patty, how did they determine that? Just a guess or what?
Well, it was Senator
back in the 50s or what?
It was Senator Erdman's bill. And I had asked Myron some things, you know, and because the legislature voted on that bill. And I think, John, we got you the paperwork, didn't we, on that, both of you guys? I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss for what's going on, because things that had been class 4 for a long time are now 1 and 2. And then we adjusted our value to what we could adjust our value, but we have to maintain our 69 to 75% ratio.
The classes have narrowed up too, haven't they? What did they used to be? How many classes were there?
Yeah, the soil types used to be a lot of soil types. Then
yeah,
the soil surveys
seven,
came in and they combined.
And now they just crunch them up into the higher value ones, eliminate the lower value ones.
And the thing with me is I lowered the dry and the irrigated. And so people are going to see valuation notices go down that are going to be dry and irrigated. But then on the flip side, they're going to see pasture and C CRP and trees go up. And
Tremendous.
Well, I thought it was pretty tremendous. You should have seen it before we tried to get.
And you're only at 69%?
Like what kind of increase are we talking?
Not everything is pure pasture. Pure, you know, you've got a multiple. Like you may have so many acres of dry, so many acres of pasture, so many acres of trees. The pasture, the trees, the CRP is what tipped it. And the state is getting quite a few calls. So I think Bruce is going to address some things, you know, with what went on with that bill. I don't have an answer. We don't have any pure CRP cells to even say, you know, this is exactly what it's valued at. We know that CRP is somewhere between dry and grass because it had to go in the program as a dry land program. And so, you know, we do have a little bit of a difference from grassland on that. Some of them are coming out on their contracts. You know, I don't know if all the CRP, if they're going to let you go back in.
Most of it they don't.
Well, so those people are probably most likely going to tear it up and farm it. But a lot of them aren't up for the contracts aren't up yet.
But now if you had CRP and you left it as grass, as pasture, is it still classified as CRP or pasture?
No, you need to come tell me, though, because I can't get that information, and I don't know when the contracts expire. So people need to bring maps in. They need to look at their stuff very closely. Now, one thing is we only have about 10,000 acres. We may have a little bit more. I have about 10,000 acres identified in Gage County. And, you know, about 3 years ago I sent that questionnaire out. But there is some real concerns there. And I guess the only thing I'm going to tell them is probably protest. Get some direction from, I asked Lloyd Dickinson because I think that you guys indicated that a couple meetings ago that you would like him to help steady this a little bit because he has some questions about it too with myself and the state and a lot of us together. So we'll just kind of see. I mean, protest is what they'll maybe have to file, and we may have to talk to the state and figure out. I mean, everything was going pretty good until I got that, and then we had to. You know, do a turnaround, and I had my values all set and everything, and then this bill came out, and then I had to put in the new classes, and when you go from 4 to 1, that changes things quickly. And two.
Where's Erdman from?
Do you know where he's from?
Well, he's from the western part of the state, out around Scottsdale.
We talked about that, how it could be different, affecting them differently than here.
Bridgeport.
And it looks like it may have been positive for them, but it's sure not positive for the eastern part of the state.
And I've showed, like, at the meetings and so forth with other assessors, you know, and now I think the realization, because at the beginning, one of my valuations went up 99,000. And I was just looking it up for helping a person figure out what their income tax was on that hospital. And all of a sudden I noticed that we kept our values the same as we had last year, but that we had to change those classifications, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh man, this can't be happening. So I showed concern early on at the legislature, and well, with, you know, Myron knows about some things, and with my Ruth Swanson, she's the my person at the state level.
Would you get us those trends when you have them together, just our percentages
well, I can
increases?
Give you, it gets real complicated.
And decreases.
Because what you have to have is, I have a conversion, and then you have to take the taxpayer's sheet the year before, 19 and then 20, to see what those LBG codes did. So it becomes getting 3 or 4 sheets and then kind of laying it all out to see where we're at on some of that. And the hard thing to understand is, if our cells show that, is my dry and irrigated in most cases went down. But then you've got pasture and trees that are going up. And then to complicate everything, you've also got pasture and trees that are now being used for I'm probably not going to get. So then it becomes recreational land. When it becomes recreational land, it doesn't get the percentage of 69 to 75. It goes directly to 100%. But if you can't find them all and you don't know, and there's nothing that really, you know, somebody may say, well, you can come on my land today and hunt a deer for $200, but how am I going to find that stuff out, you know? Or they actually lease their a certain amount of land out. And so we'll do some more talking, and like I said, I've got Lloyd coming down, because I think that's why I wanted to talk about Beryl, too, with the protest and how we want to handle some of this.
Is there a process you want to go through, then?
Well,
just call first, set up
an
appointment?
I don't know that we... I guess I'm asking for your advice because of the virus and because of going to Daryl at one point has gone into houses and, you know, how do we want to...
It's a process, but the protest, you know, the protest got to be resolved, you know, and but you also have to do it to keep yourself safe and then safe.
Some of the county courthouses, they're taking your temperature before you get in the front door.
Yeah.
They take your name, your address, phone number, and if your temperature. If the temperature is high, then they have somebody, then that goes to somebody else to kind of research what's going on with that individual. Within the courthouse, they got them wearing masks in the hallway, but in the private offices, they're letting them, they don't have to wear their masks. Some do. The question is, if we do the hearings over here, which we've done before, are we having to keep the 6 to 7 foot away?
Yeah.
So, and do they require that they wear masks, gloves, or...
I don't like the idea of gloves real well. It just doesn't seem like it's a good idea. But I wouldn't be opposed if you want to shoot their temperature as they come in for a protest and make them wear a mask while you're even at the table. But I'd really encourage you guys to keep a 6 foot distance still.
What we've done in the past is use this room if it's not occupied, and if we have people that can talk to, just, you know, one on one with Beryl. And then my biggest concern was going out to the house.
Going in the homes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or in the commercial property. It's kind of...
I'm not real keen. I mean, because we've been handling things pretty well, don't you think, Don? Around mm-hmm. here. But whether we want... Is there anything... If we want to go on... We're kind of going to have to see at least somewhat what the home condition is and what
well,
a
if you,
commercial
if
business is.
If they bring pictures of the interior, of what their concerns are, such as, say, basement walls are caving in, or wet basements, or the second floor of the commercial is trashed and it's not usable, period, the roof leaks, they bring in pictures to show us, but we'll mask up and everything if we're going to go inside.
If you need anything, Lisa's got whatever PPE you need, but I would encourage you to wear that if you're gonna go somewhere. But maybe when you talk to him on the phone, just try to get all that on in pictures brought in with them, just like they would prepare for anything else.
We have referee sheets that we devise, and we'll ask certain questions and fill them out so they go to the file as to what the referee's decision was, whether they agreed or disagreed or lack of any information. And if they're going to supply appraisals, anything like that, sales, we'll get that sent to us or get it to us, and we can use that rather than traipsing through the home or the property too. So.
And I'll reiterate again, the assessments have nothing, up or down, have nothing to do with the Beatrice 6 or anything else. They're sheerly being done for equalization and assessment purpose, the same as they would with or without a lawsuit against the county.
Right. And anything that we do here in the courthouse, just clear it with Davey. Work with Davey on how we're going to set this up, anything that comes into the courthouse, so he can help you line it up and do it appropriately, because he's in charge in here.
And the people that have called me have been really nice. Most of the ones I had yesterday were Adlin. Keep in mind, I am reacting to the market. But I'm reacting to the market based on September 19th on Agland and 3 years back. and not looking at the market going from September 19th forward. And so that's the hard part to understand, is we're still in the rears of looking at sales. And that's the most important factor that you can, at least on ag especially.
And I wish we could get that across to our taxpayers, because they don't understand how far back we go. But if the news media could pick that up, I think it'd be really
I think the news media passes that along quite frequently. It's just hard to remember. Patty, you're out of time. Anything else pressing for us?
Eric, I may add to what you said. It is market-driven. It's not because of whatever suits and everything. It's just market-driven. So.
Overall assessment, just real quickly, up, down for the county this year?
Residential, Beatrice residential, most of the small-town residentials, those went up as far as... I think Beatrice is about 5%, some areas maybe a little higher. Small towns, anywhere from 5 to 15, depending on the area. Now, we can break down each town by basically your one-story 1978 starter homes that a lot of them have gotten increases. Acreages are just, we can't even keep up.
We'll keep spinning. All right, thank you, Patty. Anything else for equalization? Thank you, Daryl.
You do a great job.
We'll adjourn at 8:47 on the clock.